are the Tagar of the Steppe, the Proto-Scythians. Adapted from the Plus One article, Material Genetic Features of the Iron Age Tagar Population from Southern Siberia. In the first millennium BCE, numerous groups of early nomads arose and spread within the steppe belt of Eurasia. Early nomadic groups were the driving force of large-scale demographic events in Eurasia during the early Iron Age. The range of early nomads encompasses the Eurasian steppes from the North Pontic region in the west to southern Siberia and eastern Central Asia in the east. Several stages in the development of these early nomadic communities, such as pre-Scythian, Scythian, and Xiongnu-Sarmatian periods, are distinguished based on archaeological and historical data. A characteristic feature of these periods is the widespread distribution of common elements in material cultures within the steppe belt and adjacent territories, accompanied by the intensification of cultural and apparently genetic interactions among populations from geographically remote regions of Eurasia. Early nomads have been studied using methods in archaeology and physical anthropology. These studies have elucidated the local features of the material culture of early nomads from different regions of the Eurasian steppe and have enabled the reconstruction of probable internal and external cultural vectors and, to some extent, genetic links. Large collections of skeletal remains have accumulated, many of which have been characterized by methods in physical anthropology, craniometry, odontology, etc. These paleoanthropological collections have been used for molecular genetic studies of the early Iron Age nomads, from single samples and small local series to comparative studies of the genetic composition of nomadic populations from geographically remote steppe regions, using both uniparental markers, especially mitochondrial DNA, and whole nuclear genome data. The Tagar culture is one of the most archaeologically well-studied groups of early nomads from southern Siberia. The Tagar archaeological culture existed in the territory of the Minustinsk Basin, the Sayan Mountain System, middle reaches of the Yenisei River, Republic of Khakassia, Russia, in the northeastern periphery of the Eurasian steppe belt, for almost the entire first millennium BCE, that is, during the pre-Scythian, Scythian, and early Xiongnu-Sarmatian periods. During this time, the Tagar culture progressed through several stages, which differ in material culture features and funeral practices. According to a generally accepted archaeological hypothesis, stages of the Tagar culture shared a common cultural basis, but several waves of external cultural influence could be a driving force for changes in the Tagar material culture and burial practice. To date, several thousand burials and numerous other sites belonging to the Tagar culture have been excavated in the Minusinsk Basin and adjacent territories. Despite the accumulation of large amounts of archaeological and anthropological materials, many issues related to the Tagar culture remain unresolved, especially with respect to the biological, genetic, characteristics of Tagar populations. The genetic roots of the Tagar population, the degree of genetic continuity during different chronological stages of the Tagar culture, early, middle, and late stages, and interactions with other groups of early nomads from adjacent regions of southern Siberia, Central Asia, and other regions of Eurasia remain unclear. There are uncertainties related to the formation of the Tagar population. The Minusinsk Basin was not isolated from external migration flows, which were especially intense during the Bronze Age. The degree of influence of Bronze Age migrants and autochthonous genetic components in the initial formation of the Tagar population and external influences at different stages of the culture are subjects of discussion among archaeologists. Cultural and genetic contacts with synchronous groups of early nomads from other regions of southern Siberia are also unclear. The relative originality of Tagar material culture, with some clearly similar features with surrounding early Iron Age populations, including epochal features, is archaeologically noted. In this study, we evaluated mitochondrial DNA diversity in the Tagar population using a representative series, 79 individuals, from burials belonging to all major chronological stages of the Tagar culture. We discuss the results of genetic analyses in the context of the issues of the Tagar population origin, its relationship with other ancient populations in southern Siberia and other regions, and the dynamics of its genetic structure during the first millennium BCE. The main area of the Tagar culture covers the steppe and forest steppe zone, in the basin of the Middle Yenisei River and its tributaries, mainly in modern Kakassia Republic, Russia. Paleoanthropological materials from 95 individuals from 13 burial grounds of the Tagar culture located on the territory of the Minusinsk Basin in the central part of the Tagar culture area were obtained. Materials from funeral complexes related to the main stages of the development of the Tagar culture, which replaced each other and were distinguished on the basis of archaeological data, are represented, with a predominance of materials from the early and middle stages. Among the Neolithic and Bronze Age groups, we detected relatively close similarity between our Iron Age Tagar population and Bronze Age Okunevo and Andronovo populations from the same territory, Minusinsk Basin, followed by Afanasyevo population from the Minusinsk Basin and Middle Bronze Age population from the Mongolian Altai Mountains, the region adjacent to the Minusinsk Basin. Other chronologically earlier groups from both the western and eastern parts of the Eurasian steppe belt differed substantially from the Tagar populations in terms of mitochondrial DNA variation. The Tagar population was positioned between chronologically earlier, predominantly West Eurasian, Yamnaya and Catacomb groups, and East Eurasian, East Siberian populations and other Asian groups. Among the Iron Age populations approximately synchronous with them, the Tagar group showed a relatively close mitochondrial DNA sequence similarity with groups representing the Scythian world, Eurasian steppe nomadic groups of the Scythian period with specific Scythian-like elements in the material culture. Interestingly, the close similarity in gene pool structure is in agreement with the results of a craniometric study of these populations. Both female and male series from the Tagar population show high craniofacial similarity with several local groups of classic Scythians from the North Pontic region. It has been suggested that the genetic similarity between the Western and Eastern early nomadic Scythian-like groups reflects the multi-regional local origin of these groups with similar genetic components. We observed the greatest similarity between our overall Tagar series and Scythians from the North Pontic region, followed by Scythian period groups, including the South Siberia Pazyryk population from the Altai Mountains and the Aldi Bel population from Tuva, Russian Federation. Iron Age nomadic groups from the eastern part of the Eurasian steppe belt, such as Xiongnu and Donghu, are highly differentiated with respect to the gene pool structure from the Tagar and from other groups of the Scythian world. Our series included 79 individuals representing all three main stages in the progression of the Tagar culture, although the sample sizes for the early and middle Tagar culture periods were larger. The early stage had 46, the middle stage 24, and the late stage 9. We compared the mitochondrial DNA sequences of these chronologically successive Tagar groups with each other and with the sequences of other Iron Age nomadic populations to infer the dynamics of the gene pool structure of Tagar populations and to detect potential external influences on their genetic composition at different cultural stages. The positions of non-Tagar Iron Age groups were correlated with their geographic position within the Eurasian steppe belt and with frequencies of Western and Eastern Eurasian lineages in their gene pools. Specifically, the early Tagar series was more similar to Western nomads, North Pontic Scythians, while the middle Tagar was more similar to the southern Siberian populations of the Scythian period. The late Tagar group, Tes culture, belonging to the early Xiongnu period, had the westernmost location on the MDS plot, with the maximal genetic difference from Xiongnu and other eastern nomadic groups. In a comparison of our Tagar series with modern populations in Eurasia, we detected similarity between the Tagar group and some modern Turkic-speaking populations, with the exception of the Indo-Iranian Tajik population. Among the modern Turkic-speaking groups, populations from the western part of the Eurasian steppe belt, such as Bashkirs from the Volga-Ural region and Siberian Tatars from the West Siberian Forest Steppe Zone, were more similar to the Tagar group than modern Turkic-speaking populations of the Altay-Sayan mountain system, including the Caucasians from the Minusinsk Basin. Several lineages from the Tagar series belong to East Eurasian clusters, which are characteristic of modern populations in southern Siberia and adjacent regions of eastern Central Asia and Middle Asia. Several lineages and subclusters originated from western areas of Eurasia and were dominant in modern and ancient populations of various parts of Europe, Caucasus, and the Near East. Most of these West Eurasian clusters have been present in southern Siberia since the Bronze Age. Most of these subclusters were also present at low frequencies in the modern indigenous populations of Central Asia. According to this scenario, West Eurasian components of the gene pool, which are largely responsible for the similarity in genetic composition between Eastern and Western early nomads, were most likely introduced into southern Siberia by migratory flows from the western part of Eurasia that occurred during the Bronze Age and are well documented based on archaeological data. There were two main suggested migration waves to the Minusinsk Basin during the Bronze Age. One, the migration of populations from Eastern Europe, possibly related to the Yamnaya culture, resulting in the rise of the Afanasievo culture in the Altai and Sayan Mountains during the early Bronze Age, 3rd millennium BCE, and two, the migration of the Andronovo-Fedorovo culture population from adjacent regions of the Eurasian steppe, from modern Kazakhstan territory, during the first half of the 2nd millennium BCE, the Middle Bronze Age. Our results are not inconsistent with the assumption of a probable role of gene flow due to the migration from Western Eurasia to the Minusinsk Basin in the Bronze Age, in the formation of the genetic composition of the Tagar population. Particularly, we detected many lineages and clusters with probable West Eurasian origin that were dominant in modern populations of different parts of Europe, Caucasus, and the Near East in our Tagar series based on a phylogeographic analysis. To assess the potential influence of Bronze Age populations in the Minusinsk Basin and the related migration wave from west of the Eurasian steppe on the formation of the genetic composition of the Tagar population, we compared our Tagar series with several chronologically preceded ancient populations. 1. Early Bronze Age, pre-Andronovo, Afanasievo, and Okunevo culture populations from Minusinsk Basin and early Bronze Age Yamnaya culture populations from Eastern Europe. Since numerous data from archaeology, physical anthropology, and genomic analyses support the hypothesis that the Yamnaya populations were the ancestors of the Afanasievo group. 2. Middle Bronze Age populations, related with Andronovo migration waves during the first half of the second millennium BCE, Andronovo culture populations from the Minusinsk Basin and Andronovo time population from the adjacent Baraba forest steppe region. We detected relatively low genetic distances between our Tagar population and two Bronze Age populations from the Minusinsk Basin, the Okunevo culture population, pre-Andronovo Bronze Age, and Andronovo culture population, followed by Afanasievo population from the Minusinsk Basin and Middle Bronze Age population from the Mongolian Altai Mountains, the region adjacent to the Minusinsk Basin. Our results suggested a potentially significant role of the genetic components introduced by migrants from Western Eurasia during the Bronze Age in the formation of the genetic composition of the Tagar population. It is necessary to note the relatively small size of available samples from the Bronze Age populations of Minusinsk Basin. Accordingly, additional data for these populations are required to further confirm our inference. However, based on our data, we cannot exclude the possibility that some West Eurasian clusters were introduced or reintroduced to southern Siberian Iron Age populations more recently, independent of the Bronze Age migration waves discussed above. Another substantial part of the gene pool of the Tagar and other eastern populations of the Scythian world is typical of populations in southern Siberia and adjacent regions of Central Asia, autochthonous Central Asian clusters. Most of these components belong to the East Eurasian cluster of haplogroups. These haplogroups in the gene pool of populations in the early Iron Age and more recent periods in the western regions of the Eurasian steppe belt are potential markers of the influence of the eastern populations during the Scythian period of western populations. We observed differences in the gene pool structure between the early and the middle chronological stages of the Tagar culture population, as evidenced by the change in the ratio of Western to Eastern Eurasian components. The contribution of Eastern Eurasian lineages increased from about one-third, 34.8%, in the early Tagar group to almost one-half, 45.8%, in the middle Tagar group. At the level of mitochondrial DNA haplogroups, we detected a decrease in the diversity of phylogenetic clusters during the transition from the early Tagar to the middle Tagar. This decline in diversity equally affected the West Eurasian and East Eurasian components of the Tagar gene pool. It should be noted that this decrease can be partially explained by the smaller number of middle Tagar than early Tagar samples. Exactly half of the lineages in the Middle Tagar series are identical to early Tagar lineages. Moreover, almost all of the unique lineages from the Middle Tagar series were closely related to the early Tagar lineages and belonged to the same cluster. On the other hand, 23 out of 29 haplotypes, representing 72% of the early Tagar series, were missing from the Middle series. Thus, our results confirm the genetic continuity between the early and middle Tagar groups. Additionally, we detected a reduction in diversity in the Tagar gene pool. We did not find evidence for a migration wave or a change in the direction of interpopulation genetic interactions during this period. The observed reduction is primarily associated with an increase in the role of East Eurasian lineages in the gene pool, up to nearly half of the gene pool, and a substantial increase in certain haplogroups. These features are characteristic of many ancient and modern populations of southern Siberia and adjacent regions of Central Asia, including the Pazyryk population of the Altai Mountains. We did not obtain strong evidence for an intensification of genetic contact between the population of the Minusinsk Basin and the Altai Mountains in the Middle Tagar period compared with the Early Tagar period, although several archaeologists have found evidence for the intensification of contact at the level of material culture, namely, a cultural influence of the population of the Altai Mountains, represented by the Pazyryk population, on the population of the Minusinsk Basin, the Saragash Tagar group. Another important issue is the change in the genetic structure of the Tagar population during the transition from the Middle Saragash to the Late Tes stage. The Late Tagar stage refers to the Xiongnu period. Many archaeologists suggest that the formation of the Tes stage involved the direct cultural influence of the Xiongnu and/or related groups of nomads from more eastern regions of Central Asia. Some archaeologists have even suggested renaming the Tes stage in the Tes culture, emphasizing the role of new eastern cultural elements. If this influence also existed at the genetic level, then we would expect to observe new genetic elements in the Tes gene pool, particularly those of East Eurasian origin. In this study, we only investigated a small series of Tes samples. We do not have a complete understanding of the genetic composition of the Tes population. However, our results are of interest in the context of the possible influence of Eastern nomads during this period. The Late Tagar group was most distantly related to Xiongnu and other eastern nomadic groups. 8 of the 9 Tes samples belong to the West Eurasian cluster. All of the lineages detected in our small Late Tagar series were also present in the series from earlier Tagar groups. Thus, we do not have any evidence for an influence of a genetically divergent population from more eastern regions of Central Asia on the population of the Minusinsk Basin in this period. To assess the level of genetic continuity and identify any external genetic influence, a significant increase in the Tes series is necessary. Based on our results, we can preliminarily conclude that there was genetic continuity, at least partially, between the early, the middle, and the late Tagar populations. We did not find evidence of extensive gene exchange between the Tagar population and any genetically distinct human groups.